I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. If you're feeling stress over the holidays, and who isn't, you might want to make a change in that bowl of nuts on your dining room table. By increasing its percentage of walnuts, you can make a big difference in your state of mind. That's the finding of a recent study by Dr. Peter Priebus, Assistant Professor of Nutrition and Dietetics at the University of New Mexico. Dr. Priebus, welcome.
Thank you.
You have studied walnuts before many times. What were you looking for in this study?
Well, 15 years ago, walnuts were actually not considered a healthy food. The first discovery was that actually they could normalize blood lipids. And then out of these were many studies done so that today, for example, we know that walnuts, or generally tree nuts, can be good against obesity, can be good against metabolic syndrome, can be good against heart disease, stroke. But there was not very many studies yet done on the effect of walnuts on cognition. And if you crack a walnut correctly, it actually looks like a brain, little brain. So right. Maybe there is, I don't know, a hint from nature that walnuts are good for your brain.
When you say cognition, we're talking about state of mind.
Right. When I say cognition, I generally mean everything which is related to cognition. So it can be, for example, memory, it can be mood, it can be intuition, it can be critical thinking. And all these things we can independently measure.
Now, you had 64 students over a period of 16 weeks. How did you go about the study?
Well, because we were measuring mood, we had to be very careful not to put the students into a stressful situation. So the semester has 16 weeks. So we made sure that the stress of the beginning of the semester was passed. And then we put them on 8 weeks of banana bread. And what we did is we hit the walnuts in the banana bread. So we ground the walnuts very finely. Then we mixed it into the dough. And then every week, the students actually got 21 slices, and they had to eat every day 3 slices of banana bread. And the difference between the two banana breads was that one was with walnuts and one was without walnuts, but they were absolutely unrecognizable in taste and appearance.
3 slices would equal about how many walnuts?
Well, what we did in our study was actually, it was 2 handfuls. So it was half a cup. This might be confusing. Actually, the easiest way to remember it, when you make a cup out of your hand and you fill it up a little bit with nuts, this is actually the serving what you're supposed to eat every day. So we actually doubled it. And then we gave this to them for 8 weeks. So 4 weeks after the beginning and 4 weeks before final. And then we call it a washout period. So they were off anything. And then when they came back the next semester, we actually reversed it. So the people who were eating walnuts became just banana bread, and the people who ate banana bread only without walnuts now got walnuts.
So over a cumulative 16-week period, it was 8 weeks with walnuts, 8 weeks without walnuts. At the end of each 8-week period,
right,
you submitted to the students a questionnaire.
Right. The name of the questionnaire in this case was profiles of moods, like depression, anger, vigor, fatigue, and confusion. And at the beginning, at the end of 8 weeks, and also at the beginning of the 6 weeks, the student had to fill out the questionnaire.
And what did you find?
What we have discovered is that in males, and I don't know why, only in males, we have actually discovered that there was a 27% decrease in the mood scale.
27%. Is that significant?
Yes, this was significant. The surprising results in our study was that we could not find similar effect in females. And honestly, I don't know why.
So further studies will be needed,
yes,
to figure that out.
Right.
What do you speculate, Dr. Priebus, was the reason for this 27%?
Walnuts are very nutrient-dense, literally loaded with nutrients. So it was the synergy probably of all the nutrients. So yes, I can tell you that walnuts contain omega-3, so this might be one factor which could actually influence mood. There is vitamin E, there is folic acid, amino acid arginine, a precursor for a substance called nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is something which relaxes arteries. And so when you have relaxed arteries, there is actually more blood coming to your brain and more oxygen, and you might be in a better mood. But the conclusion of all of this is always, this was a food study. And so the results, it's very clear and straightforward. If you eat daily nuts, you might actually experience an improvement in mood.
This study was specifically walnuts.
Right.
Do you think that if you studied, say, almonds or pecans, that you would have a similar result?
Well, I would love to do similar study with other tree nuts. I believe that any tree nuts could be beneficial. There is something special, although, about walnuts, because walnuts and, in a limited amount, pecans are the only tree nuts who contain alpha-linolenic acid. This is this omega-3. So you're getting sort of like a extra special benefit. But I do believe that all tree nuts, almonds, pistachios, pecans, macadamia nuts, actually even peanuts, although peanuts are technically not nuts, they are actually legumes, but because of their composition, we study them with nuts, you might actually experience similar results. But this is the beauty that nobody has done it, so maybe till I retire, I can do some of those studies.
You can work your way through the nuts.
Yes, I can work my way through the nuts.
Which you have done already extensively.
Right.
I know that we have a lot of recommendations thrown at us about what foods to eat.
Right.
Based on the research that you have done in this particular study, Doctor, any recommendations you could make to listeners about walnut consumption?
The beauty of my research is that to eat regularly nuts is something which is actually very, very simple and easy. Walnuts are neutral in taste, so you can actually eat them sweet or savory. You can put them into foods or you can eat them as a snack. And all you have to do is just simply remember it. It's a really simple dietary intervention which requires very little.
In a recent study at the University of New Mexico, nutritionist Dr. Peter Priebus found that for men, a half cup of walnuts every day can be a significant mood booster and stress reducer. More from Dr. Priebus on walnuts at KUNM.org. Dr. Priebus, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it was a pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.